ladies, today is a little different. So, I've been asking my husband for months, show me how to put string in the weed eater. And like most husbands, he never has. So today, I'm going to show you how to put string in a weed eater because I had to figure it out for myself and it took forever. So if I can help you, that'd be good. So, we have a steel FS 100RX weed eater. It has a pretty cool feature, really, where it is self-winding. So you don't have to do it like the old school way, which is how I knew how. This one's a little different. But to get started, you see we have, I hope you can see, we've got these arrows here. And then the cap has a line in it, too. Make sure you can see that. So we're going to line this line up with this arrow. So you just push it in, scooch it over, and now it's lined up. That's step one. Step two is to feed the string into the little hole thing. I'm sure it has like a real name, I just don't know what it would be. So you're just gonna push it through the hole, pretty easy, till it comes out the other side. There it is. And you're gonna pull it through until your string is even. You want to have equal amounts on both sides. So let's see where we're at. Just a little more. I'm gonna call that good. That's it. That's literally like all you gotta do. And then we're gonna push the center cap in and rotate it. And it winds the string up for us. Pretty cool, huh? You just push this in and twist. Really pretty easy. That's it. I got it wound up. We're even on both sides, but if you're not, don't worry about it. The cutter will take care of it. And that's it. It's not hard at all. So don't let it intimidate you. Get out there and get to work.